I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. Department of State's 2007 report on international religious freedom gives India high marks for respecting religious freedom. But Christians disagree with the findings. Open Doors' Carl Mueller says it appears that some religious parties are using their influence to marginalize Christians.
They're creating environments that have less and less ability for Christians to speak, to gather, and to evangelize freely. So Christians need to pray that the democratic process in India would be strengthened and that Christians would be given the proper minority representation at this point and the proper rights would be respected.
Elsewhere, when a community takes ownership of relief and development, it can rewrite its future. Phil Grabowski is with the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee in Malawi. The village of Chamoto is a perfect example of this concept. Grabowski says once the vision takes hold, ministry flourishes.
All of the community workers who are hired are Christians. And they're taught biblical principles when they teach about agriculture. They teach about what does the Bible say about agriculture and about business, the same thing. So when they're doing programs, they're also able to share more about their faith.
And Transworld Radio's engineering team is making progress in readying the new transmitting facility in Benin, West Africa. The transmitter and an air conditioning unit are on site. Two additional containers with power generators and essential antenna parts are in transit and due to arrive in Africa in the coming weeks. Programming is scheduled to begin airing in December. Pray that the project goes smoothly so that the team can proclaim the gospel to the region soon. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.